power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Some people have properties and at the same time they have money, but they don't have peace. Some people have professions. They call them professionals in their field. They are what? Professionals. But their wisdom has been turned to foolishness. They are what? Their wisdom has been turned to foolishness. Let me tell you this truth. God uses foolishness to confound the wise. Inasmuch you think you study hard, you research hard, you learn hard to become professional in that field, you may still be confounded with foolishness. But as long as you keep on surrendering to God, that Father, I thank you because you are the one that gave me this wisdom to sustain this, to be good in this, to make professionals. As long as you keep returning the glory to Him, your profession will be sustained and what you are professional on will be established. For those whose wisdom has been turned to foolishness, I pray for mercy right now. I pray for mercy right now. Mercy will speak for you. In any area that your wisdom has been turned to foolishness in your profession, in the name of Jesus, mercy will speak for you. Mercy will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. So, see it as privilege. See it as what? See it as privilege. You have money, see it as privilege. You have properties, see it as privilege. You are one of those professionals, see it as privilege. Don't take the glory to yourself. Bible says, bring an offering and come. Dance. Bring an offering and come to me. Dancing into His court. That was what the book of Psalm 96 verse 8 told us. Bring an offering and come. Dancing into His court. Now, the house of God, come there and dance, dance, dance. It's when God said give. Give unto the Lord. He is not only saying bring your finances. He is not saying oh, bring your resources. No. No. You can give Him thanks. You can give Him your praise. You can give Him your worship. God don't need your money to sustain. God does not need your money for it to be sustained. God don't need anything from you at all. Only praise Him. Just give Him your praise. If you give Him your money, it is just like, thank you, Jesus. God did not need your money to survive. God did not need your riches, your wealth to survive. Don't forget, gold and silver belongs to Him. He owns it. If he is hungry, he will not come to you and tell you, I'm hungry, come and give me food. No! God who created heaven and earth, shall he lack anything? God's work does not need your money. Even God's servants does not need your money. You giving those things is just a sign of appreciation to God. In case you don't know, if you did not give it, God will raise someone else that will give it. Some people are rich before, and all of a sudden, they became bankrupt. But they are still wondering till now, where have they been wrong? This word is for someone. God has been using your hand before to this work. But because of your ingratitude, because of your act of not returning the glory to Him, He has changed you and replaced you with someone else. But there is mercy in the earth right now. There is mercy in the earth right now. There is mercy in the earth right now. In the name of Jesus, that finances that are stopped, the God of all grace, have mercy on you. And I declare it restored right now. The knowledge, initiatives that you need to survive, to be restored, right now, receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Jesus has stepped in to restore you. Don't return back to your vomit. Don't return back to your vomit. Don't return back to the past. God did not need your money for his work. Even his servants did not need your money. If you are giving it, if God is using you, see it as an opportunity. See it as a privilege, but not by rights. See it as a privilege. Hallelujah. See it as a privilege. God Almighty is the sufficient God. Therefore, if you are not praising him with your offering, even though it is collected from you by the usher, God does not receive it. God does not what? Does not receive it. And that means no blessing for you. If God does not receive the money you give him, if God does not receive the gift you bring to him, then what's the essence of it? What is the essence of it? What's the essence of it? Let giving to God be your lifestyle. Let it be your lifestyle. You can also give a target offering tied to your prayers. You can call that a sacrifice. Like, Father, I have prayed. I have desired this. I'm just tying this as a sacrifice to answer to my prayers. And don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. If the prayer you pray is not according to God's will, no matter any amount you give, you cannot bribe God. You cannot what? You cannot bribe God. It is good to give every amount of money and give it to God, but don't be deceived. Your giving can't bribe God. Can't bribe God. You can vow your possession to God as to receive your prayer answered. Anna did that, and it worked for her. She said God should give her a son, and he will give it back to God. And because it is according to God's desire, God did it. You can vow your possession to God, but don't be deceived. As I said earlier, you can't bribe God. Walk of faith. Number one, fellowship. Number two, giving. Number three, walk of faith is what? The kingdom first. Somebody say the kingdom first. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Some people always sit at the front in the church services, but God is number last on their heart. Some people always sit at the first row in church services, but in their hearts, if you check their hearts, God is at number last. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It is an issue of the heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You need to understand that this is an issue of the heart. Now, the word of God says in the book of Proverbs 4, verse 3, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, Jesus Christ also said in the book of Matthew 15, verse 19, that for out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murderers, adulterers, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. You know that those who are going to heaven know themselves. Those who are going to heaven knows themselves, because you have to be heaven on earth to get there. Let us stop that circular quotation of heaven knows themselves. No, those who are going to heaven know themselves. Because look at yourself. Look at what you are doing presently. Is it according to God's plan? You are professional when it comes to lying. You know how to use lie to cover lie. You know how to use lie to hide lie. If they wake you up from the dream right from sleeping right now, you know what to say. You know what the lie. You know how to think before you give lies. You see? Even though you are a prayer warrior, even though you can speak in tongues, even though you can sing heaven to down, come down on earth. You know that no one liar is going to heaven. And there is no small lie, and there's no big lie. So, those who are going to heaven themselves, I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not miss out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Among those who will rapture with him, you will not miss out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, these are the works of faith. What are the works of faith? Number one, our fellowship. Number two, giving. And number three, kingdom first. These are the things we need to do that will set us up for blessings. These are what we need to keep doing that will set up for blessings. Fellowship, giving, kingdom first. Now, let this rule your life. And no devil will be able to subdue you with evil. In the name of Jesus. If anyone among the three is missing, all is missing. If any among these three, fellowship, giving, seek ye first the kingdom. If any among these three is missing, don't be deceived. The all three are missing. No matter how tough what you are passing through, in the name of Jesus, you will come out of them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But don't be deceived. These three weapons are what those things you need. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, invitation to Master Jesus. Invitation. In the book of John 2, 1 to 11 says, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciple to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, somebody say wine. The mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto his servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Somebody say,
do it.
And there were set there 6 water pots of stones, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 franklin's pieces. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, the ruler of the feast, but the servant which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men are well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou art kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Whenever marriages, birthday party, occasions are in view, invitation will be printed to invite people to the occasion. There are invitations and there are special invitations. If they had made Jesus the chairman of the wedding in Cana in Galilee, the ceremony will have even been more glorious than that. So invite Jesus. Invite Master Jesus to your occasion. Whatever party we organize, let us learn to invite Jesus into it. For Christians, every day should be Christmas. Every day should be Christmas. If we know how to invite Jesus every day into our affairs, we will always have a fulfilling experience. If we always invite Jesus, we will always have what? A fulfilling experience. Now, someone can be considering, I'm thinking, how can I invite Jesus? How do we invite Jesus? It's so simple. So what? Simple. Number one, call his name. Say, call his name. Call his name. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call his name. Let me give you Jesus' phone number. It is his name. Call him into every of your ceremony. Call him. Some honor dignitaries first. Some people in their occasions, in their celebrations, in their ceremony, they honor dignitaries first and fill the high tables with their guests before they will call on bald-head airman and long mustache to pray. That is how so many do in their occasions, in their ceremonies. Chairman of the occasion, this honorable, before they now call someone to come and pray for us. My question is, which one should come first? Let Jesus take the foremost seat. It is good to give God the first place. And you shall enjoy peace all around as you do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Give him the first place. How do you invite Jesus? Number one, call his name. Number two, on how to invite Jesus, create an Holy Ghost environment. Holy Ghost environment. Bible verse in the book of Acts of Apostles 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that we are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus may not dwell where the Holy Ghost is not operating. Jesus may not dwell where the Holy Ghost is not operating. And Holy Ghost cannot dwell with iniquity. Jesus may not dwell where the Holy Ghost is not operating. And Holy Ghost cannot dwell in iniquity. Always create Holy Ghost charging environment, not an environment that makes Holy Ghost uncomfortable. Create an Holy Ghost charged environment, not an environment that makes the Holy Ghost uncomfortable. Any Christian should not organize party where alcohol is being distributed. It will intoxicate them wrongly. Anything that does not exalt God's people and edify the saints is against the Holy Ghost. Anything that does not edify the saint, anything that does not exalt God's people, is against the Holy Ghost. Therefore, let the comedy in your occasion, the music in that occasion, the service, the stewardship be done by God's men, by holy hands, not a defiled or filthy hands. Jesus told the servant to fill the water pot with water, not just anybody, but the servant. Jesus told the servant, not anyhow body. So if we want the hand of Jesus to be moved, if we want the Holy Spirit to have his place, don't just put anyhow body, anyhow person to place, to officiate, to minister, to do things at that occasion. Invite Jesus. Invite Jesus. And how do you invite Jesus to anything you do? Number one, call his name. Number two, create Holy Ghost environment. Holy Ghost environment. Now, the number three ways on how to invite Jesus Christ is call in time of need. Invite him in time of need. In time of need. Though Jesus was in the marriage with them, they have to call him before you respond. Jesus Christ was in that occasion with them, but they have to invite him before he responds. In a wedding ceremony, the husband had someone call his name and he answered. Immediately he answered, he fell down and died. Immediately the husband answered, he fell down and died. Pastor, we are looking, and the head pastor said, let us praise Jesus. And as they started praising and dancing around the dead body, the husband, guess what? He rose by himself. Because of what? At that time, they needed the intervention of Jesus. And because Jesus was present in that occasion, in what way? Pastors were there. God's servants were there. And God's servants that were there, they rose up and not in this occasion that Jesus Christ is present. And the head pastor ran and they praise God, and the dead husband, that place rose up. I pray in the name of Jesus, every dead area of your life rose right now in Jesus' name. I use rose because it has risen already. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That dead area of your life, I declare life to it right now in Jesus' name. In time of need, call on Jesus. That is why it's very important to give Jesus the front seat. Hallelujah. In time of need, call Jesus. That is why it is very important to give Jesus the front seat. I pray in the name of Jesus, the wisdom we need, the understanding you need to do such things that set you up for blessings comes upon you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the word which you have sent to us right now. Blessed be your holy name. I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone who have heard this word, the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge to begin to do such things, those things that set up for blessings, That wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes upon you right now in Jesus' name. I pray by the power in the word of God, every dead part of your life comes back to life. Every dead area in your business that the enemy has shut down, in the name of Jesus, I declare life into it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall turn to you for a testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.